assuming you had a daughter, and in a state of extreme insanity, you had allowed her to fall into the hands of a pimp for payment, making her live a prostitute's life, and then a prince happened to pass by, freed her from that slavery, and married her. You would have no power afterward to take her back to the brothel, because you gave her away once and for all and sold her. Our situation is similar. We prostituted our own body to the devil, that dreadful pimp. Christ saw this and rescued us, taking us away from that awful tyranny. It is no longer ours, but belongs to him who saved it. If you choose to treat it like a king's bride, no one will prohibit. But if you return it to where it was before, you will experience what those who are guilty of such crimes do. Therefore, you should rather embellish it instead of dishonoring it. For you have no control over the body and sinful desires, except for those things which God may command. At least let the thought into your mind about the grievous crime God has saved you from. Because in truth, no prostitute has ever exposed herself as disgracefully as our nature did. Robberies, murders, and every sin infected and made home in the soul, and for a minor and trivial payoff, the fleeting pleasure. Because the soul, being interwoven with all sorts of wicked schemes and acts, gained this reward and nothing else.